Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. So, dear friends, as we try to wrap up this conversation that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, had with Ishaq ibn Yaqub, we come across a statement that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, says in response to the cause of occultation. And so not only is His Eminence speaking about the cause of occultation, but he's talking about the benefits or how one receives benefits during the occultation. So just kind of as a precursor to this statement, you know, there are people who say, well, what is the benefit of the divinely appointed Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance? And so we find that His Eminence here, in response to this question, which apparently is an age-old question, and they were asking it in that time 1,000 years ago, and they're still asking the same question this time 1,000 years later, which of course begs the question, why have we not learned these basic things? But regardless, His Eminence says, as for how people would benefit from me during my occultation, it is like getting benefit from the sun, which is concealed behind the clouds. Now, of course, this seems like a very conceptual or philosophical or perhaps even spiritually mystical type of a statement. But, you know, if we take it to be very simple and superficial, at least we'll understand the basic fundamental idea about what is being said. So, for example, during the day or on a day where it is cloudy, the sun is behind the clouds. So you understand superficially various things. One, that the sun exists. Two, that just because we cannot physically see the sun, that does not mean that the sun does not exist again. The next thing is that despite the clouds covering or hiding the sun, if you will, we find that the sun gives heat, the sun gives light, and it does what it is fundamentally supposed to be doing, even though it is behind the clouds. Yes, if it wasn't behind the clouds, there would be certain aspects of the sun that would be manifested that aren't because of the clouds. So on a very simple level, in the time that we have, this is the same thing with the divinely appointed Imam. He cannot be seen, but he exists. And just because he cannot be seen does not mean that he is not giving benefits. And he is doing those things that he is supposed to be doing despite being hidden. And of course, there are certain things that he will do when he reappears that are things that are on the agenda, including the saving of humanity from the pitfalls that it is currently facing. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
To discuss the signs and then talk about what are the reasons why individuals might reject the coming of the Imam. We know that there are some quote-unquote Romans and a group from the Yahud. Now the Yahud is generally the Jews, but keeping in mind that not necessarily all the Jews are in favor of opposing Islam in a military sense. There are groups of Jews even today who are orthodox in their belief, and a large number of them reside in Iran as well, and they actually support the government of Iran and are opposed to the state of Israel. So many a times where riwayat speaks of the Jews, we may understand it to be the Zionists, really. So the riwayats then say that these Jews or Zionists, along with the Western powers, will move Sufyani in a different direction. They will promise him military support and instead encourage him to fight the Imam, as a result of which there will be a major global war. The battlefield in this war, we are told, will extend from Akka. Akka is a city on the coast of occupied Palestine or Israel, if you like. From Akka to Antakya in Turkey, and from a place called Tabriya all the way to Damascus and the entire inside of Quds. So that whole region is inflamed with war. And the riwayat said that the wrath of God will descend upon these people who oppose the Imam, and they will be vanquished. And the ahadith are very, very graphic here that we may understand in a symbolic manner. For example, there are traditions that say that even if one of them is hiding behind a rock, the rock will call out to the Muslim army or soldiers and say to them, "There is an enemy hiding behind me, come and get him." So we may understand this in whatever sense we like, whether it is literal or symbolic. But the idea is to show that not any of them will be left. They will either surrender or they will be overcome.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.